Hey guys, it's Anis. You know, like I said in my, in the questionnaire post thingy, that, I've never thought of a post, and what I meant by that was not an original post. I've posted 4 different questionnaires so far, and I plan on doing more, believe me. There's some really good ones, and I wanted to save some of them for later because they're a little harder to answer. I think it'd be easier to answer some of them if I, was a performer for longer. So I thought I'd put one into the world and I'd put it all over the place because I cannot for the fucking life of me think of a theme. There was already a gaming one, there was a music one. There's, like, plenty of sexual ones. I don't think there was one on animals. I could have maybe done one on animals, but... I don't think I could... I don't know if I'd be able to find a bunch of questions about animals. Oh, sorry, guys, my throat's a little dry. I ate this fucking obnoxious grilled cheese sandwich at a restaurant here. My mouth... probably a little dry. Okie dokie. Let's start. Number one. You're playing the part of a wizard, thief, cleric, or fighter in a stereotypical D&D party. Which are you and why? That is a very, 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 very easy question. I'm the fucking wizard. And hey... I know what you're gonna say. It's just because of the beard, right? No. You know, the beard definitely fits. But you know why I'd be a wizard? Because wizards don't have to fight things. Oh, there's a wall? I can literally do one of this list of options. Blow up the wall. Make the wall simply not exist anymore. Go through the wall by becoming a ghost. Turn invisible until someone else shows me how to get above the wall, and then follow them unseen. I mean, there's a million ways for wizards to solve problems. And that's why I'd be a wizard. Also, elves tend to be wizards, and I've always felt like I have an affinity for elves, personally. People used to call me Legolas back in, like, middle school and stuff. Because I had huge ears, and I grew into them, but yeah, and also the attire, like that, like wearing a badass hat and having a staff and shit, it's way more my thing. Also, charm magic, for when you really feel like getting them ladies. Granted, I've been using it on you guys the whole time. That's why you like my audios, Char. not really, no. If I had charm magic, I would probably do something cool, like make politicians actually like make good decisions for the public. I would be a very, very, very good wizard if I was a real wizard. Okay, I'm lying. I would fuck with people a little bit by turning invisible and making gusts of wind and shit like that, too. Come on, man. You can't expect me to not abuse my power a little bit. Now, as for the rest of my party, I haven't extensively listened to a lot of performers' work. So, I have a limited amount of options to choose from. However, I don't think it's hard choices. My thief is Little Mako. She would be a very good thief because no one would suspect it. She'd be so soft-spoken, she'd be so sweet, until the shark teeth come out. And then you're either without money... or you're without a life. I would absolutely take Little Mako as my thief. She'd be so good at it. My cleric. at the risk of sounding like stereotypical, UK Rex, I would fucking love for you to bust somebody's door down, tell them to fuck off, and get, like, you know, instead of Jesus, you know, one of those, like, D&D gods, like, Paylor, like, you just have this no-nonsense, like, no-bullshit kind of fucking shit voice, and that is the kind of person I feel like really needs to play a priest. So I hope you feel that. I feel like you'd probably rather be the wizard. But I gotta be the wizard, man. Now the fighter. I know there's a user that actually mentioned fencing. I can't remember who or when. My apologies. Okay, so in my mind, I like having a balanced, equal party. So I would love to have a female fighter to balance things out. And I need someone who fits a different sort of personality. So Melt My Happiness is my fighter, and she's not like a shining knight in armor. She wears like slick leather, and she uses a rapier and a parrying dagger. She's more of a finesse-y kind of fighter. That way, think about it. We've got an Aussie, we've got an Irish, we've got an Irish person. We've got me, who's just a boring ass Southeastern American. And whatever Little Mako is, I don't know where you're from, Little Mako. If you're listening, where are you from? I've never seen you post it. I never thought to ask you. I feel like you're from the UK somewhere, it seems like. You're very soft-spoken, though, so it can be difficult to tell. My apologies for sounding dumb for that. Number two. If you can cook at all, what is your favorite thing to make? If not, then what is your favorite meal to eat? Some background. My roommate is huge into chili. I have also always been huge into chili. My dad actually learned how to cook from, like, people literally from Mexico. So he learned how to make some damn good fucking, like, Mexican cuisine. So chili was a common thing, and I picked up some of their ideas, but I rolled a different direction with it. So the way I make my chili, I got the idea from my roommate, who liked making his chili with Guinness. Which I did the first time I tried. I copied it. Thought it was okay. Well, yeah, it wasn't Guinness. It was Guinness Blonde. Guinness Blonde is Guinness's lager. Pretty good. But not really what I was looking for. So I went in a different direction with it. I thought beer is a bitter flavor, so replace it with a bitter flavor that I like more than beer, which incidentally is, you guessed it, fucking coffee. I used coffee and cocoa powder. I like my chili to be balanced, and I like it on the sweet side. So yeah, coffee, cocoa powder, can of corn, can of diced tomatoes, can of Rotel, medium heat. Did I say can of black beans? Can of black beans. I saute a whole onion and a couple of bell peppers, different colors. And I season that shit with like a normal chili packet, medium or hot is fine, and some cinnamon. Charlie, what? Oh, shush. You don't hear nothing. Mr. Man. Mr. Man, why is everything too spooky for you? Is everything too spooky for you? Come here, buddy. Come here. My pug is being obstinate. Sorry about that, guys. So yeah, that's how I make my chili. And I put it all in a slow cooker for 4 hours. To be honest, I always feel like no one will like it. But I've had most friends who've tried it said it was good. And someone and Blue Duchess actually took my recipe and quoting her said that she would put it in her normal cold weather comfort food rotations. That's a pretty big fucking compliment. So you want to take it from her that it's good. So yeah, chili. In general though, chili is so easy to make. You can make it a lot of different ways. You can make a hell of a lot of it for relatively cheap. It goes with a lot of other shit. I've even made vegan chili with a vegan friend before. And that shit was the bomb. She made sour cream by soaking cashews overnight, adding red wine vinegar, and processing it. And that shit tasted just like sour cream. I shit you not. You can make it a lot of different ways. Number 3, have you seen any bands live? If so, what was your favorite concert and why? I have seen quite a bit of bands live. Although the ones that are most noteworthy to me are probably not ones that a lot of you have heard or care about. Mr. Man. Oh, you're just gonna lay on my chest? Oh, you were such a fucking pug. Why you do this? Okay, I've seen Chevelle 3 times. I've seen Iron Maiden. I've seen Megadeth. I've seen Anthrax. I've seen Motorhead. I've seen Disturbed. I've seen Godsmacked. I've seen Slipknot. I've seen Napalm Death. I've seen Cannibal Corpse. I've seen Obituary. I've seen Amon Amarth. I've seen Skeleton Witch and Sabaton. I've seen Nea Bliviscaris. My band actually played with them in our hometown. That was probably the best show I'd ever played, even though there was like almost no turnout. Those dudes were so fucking awesome. I've seen the Black Dahlia Murder. I've seen Trivium like 3 times. I've seen Azalea Dying. I've seen Unearth. I've seen Children of Bodom. I've seen Born of Osiris 2. I've seen Whitechapel 2. But the band that I saw live that was my favorite concert is my favorite band of all time and has been for years, Durin Gray. They're Japanese. They don't come around the States too often. And when they do, it's not very big tours. I got lucky. They came to Atlanta, which is not too far from my city. So, me and 2 friends drove up there. We all took time off of work. And, let me tell you, for people who, have never been to Atlanta, it fucking sucks driving in Atlanta. The place is, like, the biggest airport in all of the United States. There are fucking exits to get off the fucking interstate, like, everywhere. You can't just stay in the right lane because, like, there's exits just coming off all over the place. And people are complete douchebags, and there's, like, a million lanes. It's fucking crazy. If I could just fly there, I would rather just do that. Mr. Man, why are you gonna be feisty right now? Are you gonna be feisty right now? Are you gonna be feisty right now? Want to try to do a questionnaire? You gonna try to be feisty right now? Hey. Who's a pug? You a pug? You love your daddy? You gonna let him do the questionnaire? You gonna let him do the questionnaire? Let me do the questionnaire. Okie dokie. He is now in my arms. Yeah, Dorian Gray. I saw him in a theater. They were headlining. The opener was Dagobah. They're from France. They were all right. They kept the interest going. It was fucking awesome. The experience was like so ethereal. Like, the singer spent like 5 minutes just like making inhuman noises into the mic with a camera in his face, with like ambient music going on. Like, they used all this crazy imagery in the background while they were playing their songs. They played a lot of my favorite tracks. Yeah, man, it was something else. There are some other shows that were pretty fucking close, but that one was definitely that's the end all be all, probably for a long time, which blows, because like I've checked their tours, like the closest they came to my city like last time was New York City, which fucking blows. I don't know if I can make that far of a trip, or at least I couldn't at the time. Mr. Man, are you going to let me do the questionnaire? You just going to lick my hand? You just going to hug me and lick my hand, Mr. Man? All right, number 4. If you knew that sacrificing your own life would assuredly fix most global concerns for a long time, at least, would you do it? Completely painless. Absolutely. A lot of people would absolutely be hurt that I was gone. But I feel like if they knew that it was for a good cause, that it would make it easier. I would say goodbye to them. I would tell them I love them. I would tell them that I want to do good for the world. And I would do it. 100%. Number 5. Do you foresee yourself making audios for Gone Wild Audio for a while to come? If so, what are all are you hoping to put out for your loving fans? I do foresee myself making audios on Gone Wild Audio for a long time. I have a lot of things that I want to try. I have people on here that I would like to keep talking to for a long time. You know who you are. It's a great creative outlet, and I need to keep my creativeness fresh. It extends to Mr. Man. Guys, I'm sorry I'm not editing out all these interruptions by my pug. I know you guys love him, so I'm going to keep all of it in here. You want to say hi, Mr. Man? Not going to say anything? Man, I swear to God, why do dogs and babies never want to keep doing the cute thing when you want to show it to other people? what all are you hoping to pull out for your loving fans? Let me go ahead and give you guys a spoiler on some of the things I want to do. For one, for anybody who saw the request I made not too long ago, but a sloppy male-male-female threesome, I'm probably going to start brainstorming with John about some ideas on that. I intended to have a female do that. I guess we could always try to get a female involved in the collab. That's one thing that I'm hoping to do soon. I may or may not be thinking about personal audios for some folks. I wanted to do an Incubus kind of audio. Not a traditional Succubus or Incubus audio, though. I can't spoil what I mean by that exactly. but I think it'll be interesting. It'll be long. I'm hoping to make it long. Because typically my audios are not very long. They usually sit around, like, or at least, like, lately they've sat around, I think, like, 10 minutes. If it's something that I created myself, anyway. So that's for now, at least. There'll be more stuff to think of in the future. More romantic stuff. I want to do more romantic stuff. Like me making dinner for my girlfriend when she comes home and we have like a nice romantic dinner. And it's vanilla as fuck. But God damn it, vanilla is so good. I love kinky stuff. Like, I love kinky fucking stuff. I do. It's obvious. I made that fucking request. That's filthy. That's filthy as shit. And it could even be filthier. But God, I love vanilla stuff. I just... that's the stuff that gets to me the deepest. Because I can relate to it, you know? So more of that gotta be... I have ideas. I just haven't learned how to execute them yet. Maybe I need to message people about possible script write help. I don't know. Number 6. The moment you've all been waiting for, probably. What is your favorite animal? And why is it pugs? Because. And I am going to touch the corresponding parts on my pug while I say this. For one, they have a cute, curly tail that straightens when they get relaxed. I don't know if anybody knew that. Then, Mr. Man, when you come over here, they have a long, well, not too long, but they have a body that's like a loaf of bread. It's very muscular. It's very well-formed, isn't it, Mr. Man? They have cute little feet. Fawn pugs have a cute little black stripe down their back, like my Mr. Man. He's a fawn pug. I've never admitted his coat before. They're the most common. He has cute little rose ears are they button ears? I remember just two particular kinds. He has little wrinkles on his forehead. He has little wrinkles on his face. He's got like that dark muzzle. He's got big, beautiful, expressive eyes. He always looks concerned. But he's very loving. He got a cute little nose, and they're very good companion dogs. They're small. They're loyal as fuck. They're a little bit of upkeep. And they suck in really hot weather, for the most part. But they're very good, especially if you're not home very much, because they don't require a lot of exercise necessarily. Just don't overfeed them. They get overweight easy, but they're pretty sedentary. So you don't need to worry about, like... I mean, I do take him, like, to dog parks and shit like that occasionally, when I can. I'm usually really fucking busy. So, I do my best. Yeah? You got something to weigh in on this? Why are pugs the best? Why are pugs the best, Charlie? Oh, yeah. You guys don't know what my pug's name is. Or at least most of you don't. His name is Charlie. What do you think, Charlie? What'd I tell you? Does not want to be cute when I want him to be. But yeah, it's pugs. They're my favorite. Boston Terriers are a close second. Number 7. What all sorts of arts do you dabble in, and for how long have you? Filmmaking, writing, painting, music, axe murder, etc. I used to like writing a lot. I wrote like all the time, you know, mostly to angsty teenager thoughts, but I had quite a penchant for being like very thorough and evocative. I also was fairly good at speaking when I was a kid. I actually almost got to, for those of you who are familiar, there was like a speech contest. I don't know if they still do it. It's called the Tropicana Speech Contest. And I almost got to regionals twice when I was a kid. I was quite good at writing those speeches and speaking them. I was pretty good at it. Let's see. I tried sculpting or like clay stuff that we had that was pretty cool. I've dabbled in like trying to do some other stuff in terms of painting and shit like that, but it just never stuck. Music is the only thing that's stuck with me all this time. You guys probably know by now that I play guitar. I could also make inhuman vocal noises. I would give you guys a sample of my guitar stuff, but it's kind of late, and I have roommates and then our neighbors, so I won't do that. Suffice to say, though, I can play death metal pretty damn good, and I can make noises. Maybe I'll do some growls, like, I'm so nervous now. Okay, you know what, I'm just screw it. If you guys want to hear that at some other point, you just ask me. Sorry about that tease. Number 8. What would be the hottest sexual scenario that you can think of that you'd take part in? Ooh. Jesus. I'm not even sure. I didn't think I was going to answer this one. That's a good one. What's the hottest sexual scenario? Shit. I don't know, that request I made, that might be one. Granted, I would only do that if I saw the female and male's papers showing that they don't have STDs. I would be very, very, I'm pretty damn fucking selective. I'm not just gonna fuck anybody. Like, it's great in fantasy form, but, like, I guess as long as I had the papers to show it and back it up, and it was two people especially that I knew, I'd probably do that. That'd be hot as fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Number 9. Did you honestly enjoy this questionnaire? Please be honest and pay no attention to the sniper dot on your forehead. I'm an adult, and I can accept criticism. I enjoyed it. And I don't think I'd blow my own head off with a sniper rifle. I don't think I would. You know what? I didn't like this questionnaire. That is the sound of my head exploding. Because I'm an adult, but I cannot accept constructive criticism. So I'm going to blow my own brains out for doing that. But yeah, if you guys liked it, good for you. Good for you. If you didn't like it, that's fine too. I wasn't very sure this was going to be a decent questionnaire. But I managed to get a lot of time out of it, so I guess that's not all that bad. Keep your eyes peeled for things I'll be doing in the future, guys. Ennis out.